Om Shanti. 26th January 2019, Saturday. The blessing is, may you be a knowledgeable soul who performs every act after careful consideration and thereby remain free from repentance, pashchatap. May you be a knowledgeable soul, Gyani Tu Atma, who performs every act after careful consideration and thereby remains free from repentance. It's said in the world also, first think and then act. Those who do not think before acting, who do something and then think after about it afterwards, then have to repent. To think about something afterwards is a form of repentance, whereas to think about it beforehand is a quality of knowledgeable soul. In the copper and iron ages, there have been many types of repentance, but now, at the confluence age, you have thoughts with careful consideration and then act so that there isn't any type of repentance in your mind for even a second. Only then would you be called a knowledgeable soul. So Baba is telling the qualities of a knowledgeable soul. In the world also they say, first think and then act. Because if you don't think and act impulsively without thinking, then you have to repent. Here Baba is saying that you should not repent even for a second. You should not repent even for a second. In the world there are many types of repentance, Baba says. Here you have to be very much considerate, careful thinking one has to do, and then only act. Otherwise all actions would lead to some or other form of repentance. And Baba has said in some murlis in the past that it is also a waste of time now to first do something wrong and then think about it and then repent. So it's also a waste of time to repent. So what we should do so that we don't have to repent, how our actions should be, that should lead to no repentance. Actions or even thoughts for that matter, or speech. So what we should do so that there is no repentance at all. First we need to understand when do we repent? When we break Srimat, when we mix Manmat, when we are careless, we have committed some blunders, some mistakes, then when do we repent? When do we feel bad? We come under influence of others, or we try to influence others. So there are various reasons in Brahmin life, and the reasons may be individual. So our actions should be so elevated that we need not to repent for anything. Baba is saying, don't even repent for 1 second. Not even 1 second. This is such an elevated teaching. So what we should do so that we don't have to repent at all? How should be our actions? We had discussed this somewhere in karma philosophy. The 12 different points, how our actions should be. And this is such an important thing that throughout the day, to keep attention, to be alert, to remain vigilant that we should not commit any mistake. Baba wants us to become mistake-free, Abul. And this is the only intense purusharth effort that everyone has to make. That at the end of the day, I should sleep with full satisfaction so that nothing of today goes forward into tomorrow. Mahatma Gandhi has written somewhere that when I sleep, I die. And next day when I get up, I am reborn. When I sleep, I die. And next day, when I get up, it's a new birth. I am reborn. So whatever that happened in the day is gone. It is death. It has died down. It has no significance, no relevance anymore. I don't repent. But then such a stage can come when one has done very much elevated actions. Otherwise, one will always have pricks of conscience that I have done something wrong. I have done something wrong. Guilt consciousness is a very dangerous thing. The feeling or realization that I have done something wrong. And sometimes that wrong is so much wrong that one cannot even share with anyone. So, we will see today how our actions should be. So there, when we talk in terms of points, we remember there are two methods of speaking or explaining anything. One, in terms of points. Another, no points, just talk at random. Which is better? Points. Indians like points, foreigners don't like points. There are two methods. Which is easier? Easier is, for the speaker, easier is without points. For points, one has to remember. Without points, you talk anything. Nobody is going to ask you, which is that third one? Third number goat. So nobody is going to ask you the remaining one. But without points, you can go on and on. It's very easy. But for the listeners, which is very important, easy with points. Because at the end of the class, at least they have few things in their hand, which they can churn. Now when the class is without points, for the audience may not be so much intelligent all the time that they can extract the essence of the class. For them, it will be just like it was a good class, that's it. But what it was, they can't remember. Like devotees. Like devotees. It will be a sort of... So there are different ways and different tastes people have got. But Baba himself talks in points. He is a point and he always says, take out points, remember points, be a point, put a point, get merged in point. So when God is a point and we are also points, so class should have points so that it becomes easy. And as I said, it can be given without points also. But as I said, it is easier for the speaker, for difficult, for sometimes difficult for the listeners, audience, to extract the points. It can even be done, because that's what we do. Sometimes Baba doesn't speak in points, but then clever students will take out points. That's what Baba says. This is a student life which is the best life. So this is the policy here. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, worldly people have got policy of kitpit conflict. They have policy of kitpit in the world. Okay. So, elevated actions have got 12 components. If all the 12 components are present, we will never repent. Even if one of them is present, we will not repent. If all are present, it is very good. But even if a single thing is present out of the 12, we are never going to repent. So elevated actions have got these 12 components. The first is Srimat. All the actions which are as per Srimat, we will not repent. We repent when we go away from Srimat. When we repent when we mix our mat, our opinion, ideas into the godly dictates, the divine commandments. What God teaches is the highest opinion. His dictates are the highest dictates. His commandments are the highest commandments. His orders, His ordinance, His teachings, His words, they are the highest. Nothing can be compared to Srimat. But the thing is then, what is the depth of Srimat? How much I have understood Srimat? Srimat is a very deep thing. One cannot understand Srimat in one day. It's a long process of unpacking of Srimat. So whenever the karmas are based on Srimat, they are elevated, shreshth. You don't have to repent. Zero repentance. Second, when all the actions are done in soul consciousness, we don't have to repent. When I know that I am a soul, I am not speaking, I am a soul. Who is speaking? Somebody is listening, I am a soul who is listening. Somebody is doing some menial work, I am a soul. I am walking, I am eating, I am cutting vegetables, but I am a soul. I am talking, I am listening, I am doing anything, I am soul. So this soul consciousness, when all the actions are done in the spirit of soul consciousness, we will not commit mistake. When we become body conscious, that time mistakes happen. All the blunders, Himalayan blunders, take place when we are body conscious. When I think that I am male, I am female. When I think that I am head, I am a servant. When I think that I am at a higher post, somebody is at a lower post. When I think that I have these specialities and these people do not have these specialities. So these are all the subtle forms of body consciousness. And all the actions which are performed in the spirit of body consciousness are not elevated, and one may have to repent. So the second thing is soul consciousness. The third thing is supreme soul consciousness, means yad, means remembrance, means yat, yatra, pilgrimage of remembrance. Anything which we do in Baba's remembrance, can it become vikarma? Wrong karma? No. Anything which is done in God's remembrance, it becomes an elevated action. One doesn't have to repent. When we forget Baba, that time we perform something wrong. So it's a play of remembering and forgetting, smriti and vismriti. Smriti is punya, vismriti is pap. That is the simplest definition of virtuous deeds, punya, and misdeeds, pap. When you forget, you are performing something wrong, evil. When you remember, you are always performing something elevated. So, the simplest definition of pap and punya is smriti and vismriti. The third, fourth, surrender. Do anything and surrender it. Do anything, but do it in the spirit of surrender. I am doing it for Baba. Cooking food for him. Driving for him. Doing everything throughout the day in his remembrance and for him. And after doing it, I again surrender this thing to him. It could be the smallest of the task, but I did it for him. I have not done it for myself. So, surrender. It's a very important thing. And then, selfless, niswarth. When you do something very selfishly, that is not Shrestha Karma. That is not elevated action. But the moment you start thinking of the world, you thinking of the others, letting others go ahead of you, then this is selfless action. Entire Bhagavad Gita is on Nishkam Karma Yoga. Nishkam means selfless actions. If there is a one teaching from the entire Bhagavad Gita which is available in the world, that Gita, they stress only upon one thing, and that is Karma Yoga. And in Karma Yoga also, Yogah Karmasu Kaushalam. In Karma Yoga also, Niswarth. In Karma Yoga also, selfless. So these are the five things which are very important. All as Srimat, Soul Consciousness, Supreme Soul Consciousness. Do it in the spirit of surrender. And fifth, selfless. Try to be as much selfless as possible in service, in seva. To have those vested interest, to have the desire that I should be glorified, my name should be known, this yearning after name and fame is not a selfless action. Selfless means I don't desire anything. I don't want anything. So these are the five very important points about elevated actions. When you do this, you don't have to repent. And then, Trikaldarshi and tireless. Anything which you do, thinking of the past, present and future consequences. Three aspects of time. Your actions become elevated all the time, automatically. Then you don't have to repent. Many times we repent because we have not thought about future. Many times we repent because we have not learned some lessons from the past. And that's why we are repenting. For example, A loves B. Okay? And B deceived A. Then A starts loving C, thinking that C might not deceive. Then after some time, C also deceives. Then A starts loving D, thinking that D will not deceive. But D also deceives. And then he finds E. In the first place, he developed Vairag for B, but then he got attached to C. In the third place, second place, he developed Vairag for C, but then he got attached to D. So this is the play which is going on. When you develop detachment for all of these B, C, D to Z, that time you are real. You are a real learner. When man develops vairag for all females, when female develops vairag not for one man who deceived, but for all men of the world, that is the real vairag. When you realize that human beings cannot fulfill your expectations at all. Don't expect the world to love you. Don't expect the world to be faithful to you. Don't expect the world to take care of you. Don't expect the world to praise you, to glorify you. Don't expect the world to support you. It will throw you out. Don't expect any sympathy from anybody. Even in the Brahmin family, you are alone. Ekla chalo re. It's a flight of the alone to the alone. None is with you in this world. So don't expect any love. Don't expect any care. Don't expect any attention. Don't expect any sympathy. Don't expect anybody to give you power. Don't expect that when you fall down, somebody will come and sympathize. Don't expect somebody will motivate you. Somebody will inspire you. Don't expect somebody will say some kind words to you. Don't expect somebody will support you. Don't expect somebody will glorify you, praise you, appreciate you. You will remain unappreciated in the world for all your good deeds. Even if they do, remain detached. Don't expect them to garland you, but rather they will take stones and hurl at you for all the good deeds that you have done. That's how they crucified Jesus Christ. That's how they made Socrates to drink poison. That's what they did with Buddha. And that's what they did with Mahavir. And that's what they did with Mansur. And that's what they did with Roman Catholic saints. And that's what they did with all the greatest of sannyasins. All the elevated people, saints. So come to no expectation policy. Which policy? No expectation. Don't expect anybody. Don't expect that your children are going to take care of you. They may not. Don't expect your friends to come and support you. They may not. If they come, it's fine. But don't expect. Trikaldarshi. So the sixth point is, when we do anything in the spirit of Trikaldarshi, considering the past and present and future, that time we are doing elevated action. And then tireless, athak. When we are tireless, we do elevated actions. And tireless, we become only with soul consciousness. Otherwise, we get tired, fatigued. And then, when we do accurate actions, with accuracy, every action, that time we are doing, we don't have to repent. No pashchatap. Zero repentance. So accuracy in actions. So learn the skills. If some mother is there and she is working in kitchen, and she says, I don't know how to do that chapati and all. So that is not a karma yoga then. One must learn that. One has to take training for that. Whichever department you are, one has to be expert in that department. Then only you will become karma yogi. Otherwise you will keep on performing wrong actions. So accuracy in action. Yogaha karmasu kaushalam. Kaushal. Dexterity. Fineness, refinedness in action. And then alertness. One should be alert while doing any action. One should be awake, not unconscious. Vigilant, absolute, total vigilance. Movement to beat alertness is needed. The moment you sleep, you will perform something wrong. So, alertness. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then 10th, detached. Do and get detached. Too much, don't get attached. Do anything and come out. Nothing to do with anybody. Very much detached. And then detached observer, Sakshi. This is the difference. One is anasakt, another is Sakshi. Sakshi also means detached observer. When you do anything with absolute Sakshi bhav, this is a sadhana actually. This is a practice of staying detached. That this is a playground where the play is being played. This is the stage. This is a movie. This is a film which is going on. And I am Sakshi. I am detached observer. And last and the most important, what is it? What is it? Instrument. Nimitta bhav. If you are doing something but you are filled with ego, I have done this, I am doing this. In today's Murli Baba said, Baba is obedient servant. When a great man write letter, at the end they write, you are faithful or servant in service. So Baba himself is saying, I am servant. So these are the 12 points of Karma Yogi. So when you do your actions like this, you don't have to repent. So let's revise. A Karma Yogi means one who is Srimat, soul conscious, supreme soul conscious, surrender, selfless, and then Trikal Darshi, tireless, athak, and then accurate, learn accuracy in karmas, learn the skills, and second, alertness, full alertness, don't become unconscious and just do anything like that. Mahatma Buddha was sitting one day and he was giving a lecture and suddenly a mosquito came and sat. So he immediately took his hand like this and hit that mosquito. After some time the lecture was going on, he immediately took his hand again and did. There was no mosquito. His disciple asked, why you did this? He said, first time when I did, it was unconscious act. I did it without consciousness. This time I want to make practice that everything I do should be done with hosh, alertness, total vigilance. I don't want to sleep at all. To remain alert all the time. So alertness in action. Then detached. Remain detached. Do but detached. Don't get involved in anything. The moment one gets involved, sorrow starts, expectation starts. So this is a policy of non-involvement. Today Baba said, worldly people have policy of khitpit, conflict. Yours is a policy of detachment. And then Sakshi, detached observer. Say, stay detached observer. Keep on seeing as a spectator, as a mute spectator who doesn't interfere into anything. That day we were seeing Maya of M. In that, one of the Maya was monitoring others. What do you have to do? Why you are monitoring? Who has given you the job of being a monitor of the class? You are not the monitor of this yagya. You don't have to worry about others. Worry about yourself. Don't bother yourself about others. And then, last, instrument. I am Nimit. I am instrument. I am a channel. I have been chosen, God chosen, God selected, God elected. God chosen, God selected, and God elected. This is a spiritual election. So I am God elected member of this spiritual parliament. I am God elected. I am God chosen. He chose me from the world. I am God selected. He had a group of people who came for interview. 10 people. And he selected me out of those 10 people. for this godly job, for this divine task. So I am God chosen. He chose because He loved. My face was quite good, so He loved. I was quite fair, that's why He loved, so He chose. Second, He elected me. He selected me because I was best out of the 10 candidates. And third, He elected me because the spiritual parliament, He wanted some very good politician. Some spiritual politician. So He elected me. So chosen, selected, elected. These are the three things. So when you do actions like this, one doesn't have to repent even for 1 second. Pashchatap. Not even for a second. Om Shanti.